Hello again, everyone. Well, almost since the beginning of my time here on Audioboom, I have had the habit of sharing magazine articles which I found particularly appealing, and which I hoped also might appeal to some of my listeners out there. We've only got, let's see, a little over 3 weeks now in which to bid a fond farewell to Audioboom as we knew it, but that's still plenty of time for me to indulge this habit of mine. So, for old time's sake, here's one more article, and who knows, when I get further into this magazine, I may find that I have more yet that I want to share. Time will tell. Before I begin to read this, though, I should apologize in advance, because my reading of this may not be up to my usual style. When I received the magazine from which this article comes, I discovered, much to my chagrin and annoyance, that my idiot postal worker had tried shoving it in my mailbox by bending it all to hell. Now, one should know that Braille does not stand up to rough treatment. And so as a consequence of being bent all to SH blank T, the Braille in this magazine is rather faded now, and hence hard for me to read. So if there are mistakes or hesitations, I do most sincerely apologize. And hopefully you can still get some enjoyment out of this. I think this article will appeal to the cat lovers among you, but also to those of you who like a nice, warm, fuzzy story with a happy ending, and to those who like to see the visually impaired get the help they need. You'll see why I say that momentarily. So, I subscribe to, and have done for some years now, a magazine called Our Special, which is written by and for women who are visually impaired, but it also contains some interesting content from generic women's magazines. So this article, called For the Love of Cats, was written by Kristen Higson Hughes and originally appeared in the February 6th, 2017 issue of Woman's World. Love and understanding can work miracles. The odds were stacked against these cats. Other folks had already given up on them. But Alana Miller believes that every animal deserves to be loved and to love life, even if they cannot see the world around them. At a PetSmart adoption event, a man holding a tiny black and white kitten approached Alana Miller. "I found this guy under my porch. If you don't take him, I guess I'll have to leave him in the parking lot," he said gruffly. Ever since her 7-year-old daughter Stephanie had asked, "Mom, how can we help animals?" Alana had been volunteering at a local shelter. Still, she hadn't planned on adopting any pets that day herself. But one look at this trembling ball of fluff, whose eyes were crusted shut, the way he wriggled as if to say, "But who will take care of me? Will anybody ever love me?" And the decision seemed to come from deep inside her. "I'll take him," Alana blurted. Inspired by Louis. Bringing the kitten she called Louis to the vet, Alana discovered that he had a severe eye infection, as well as an upper respiratory infection. In the weeks that followed, Louis began to heal, but even after several courses of antibiotics, there was heartbreaking news. The infection had destroyed the kitten's vision. And not only had he gone blind, but his eyes were beginning to rupture and would need to be removed. "What kind of life will Louis have now?" Alana wondered. Yet Louis amazed her, scampering up trees, chasing birds, and pouncing on lizards. "It's like he doesn't realize he's blind," she marveled. And when Louis curled up between her and Stephanie, kissing them with his sandpaper tongue, Alana thought, "To think, if we hadn't adopted him, he would never have known this love." When her husband died, Alana sold their house in Fayetteville, and she and her daughter moved to a 24-acre farm in St. Paul's, North Carolina. There, Louis romped among the chickens and the horses. And as word spread about the blind cat who lived a perfectly normal, active life, Alana's phone began to ring. "A blind cat just got dropped off here. Would you take him?" one shelter asked. Alana didn't hesitate. "Absolutely." Soon Benny, named because he'd been found outside of Bennigan's, was lounging near Louis beneath the shady trees on the farm. In the coming months, Alana welcomed a third cat, Callie, who had gone blind from abuse. As Callie curled up in her lap, Stephanie said, How can we ever say no when there's no place else for these cats to go? Alana agreed. So when she got a call about a fourth blind cat, a fluffy, tawny little girl named Gracie, it struck her. We need to do this the right way. Thus, Alana created the Blind Cat Rescue and Sanctuary, Incorporated, a non-profit haven for blind cats to have the forever home they so richly deserved. Haven for Hope. Then Popcorn, a white kitty, was found nearly lifeless in the middle of the road. The woman who found her wanted to keep her, but discovered that the poor baby had no eyes. I have no idea how to take care of you, sweet girl, but I promise to find you a good home. She whispered, then called the Blind Cat Rescue, where Popcorn is now treated like a princess. There was Gina, left blind by glaucoma, sitting on death row in a Manhattan animal care shelter. When a friend of Blind Cat Rescue saw her on Facebook, she has a home here, Alana vowed. And when Gina arrived, thanks to volunteers who helped her with the long journey, she began kissing Alana's hand as if to say thank you. For Bunny, whose congenital defect made her pink nose look more like a rabbit's, there seemed to be something more than her sight affected, because while many kittens' first steps are wobbly, Bunny couldn't stop tumbling over. She likely has cerebral hypoplasia, a neurological condition that interferes with equilibrium, the vet determined. She belongs with us, said Alana. And once at the sanctuary, Bunny did indeed settle right in. When Hermes was found abandoned, the gentleman who took him in couldn't have pets. But I won't let you just wander around and possibly get hit by a car, he told his new fluffy friend. For days, he called shelters, only to learn that they would euthanize the kitten because of his blindness. Finally, he found the Blind Cat Rescue. You don't know how grateful I am, he told Alana, as tiny Hermes purred. Today, thanks to many generous donations, Alana has constructed two large, quote, apartments, each with 7 cozy rooms that have welcomed as many as 200 cats. At the moment, 92 live on her farm. Most are blind, some have feline leukemia. Each cat, you can view them live at stream.tv/blindcatrescue, is safe and happy now. Louis showed us that blind cats are just regular cats that happen to not be able to see. Here, these cats run, leap, play, and love the way cats are supposed to. And best of all, they are loved, Alana beams. Amazing the miracles that a little love and understanding can work in this world.